I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Today, I've got an insurance broker, I think is the right word.
Yep.
Aislinn Haddon with us. That's an area that tends to strike fear or boredom into people's hearts, but I'm glad to say that Aislinn is extremely personable and making it all very palatable. So keep listening. You need to know this stuff. So, Aislinn, let's talk about the elephant in the room, account suspension. So the main thing I want to ask you is there a way of dealing with this if it happens?
Yeah, definitely. So we have created the first ever account suspension policy for e-commerce sellers. So those selling on Amazon, eBay, and across platforms. That will help pay your lost income if you're suspended by the evil Amazon. So I'll give you kind of a quick overview of how it works. So you get the email from Amazon that your account's suspended. There's a 1-800 number. You're going to call that 1-800 number like you do with any type of claim that you have on your auto or home or commercial policy. And we're going to get you in contact with a account reinstatement specialist. So I know you've had CJ on the line here before. He's one of our contractors now. And that we're going to give them 120 hours to get you unsuspended. Okay, so you're going to make your contract with them. You're going to pay them whatever fees there are to get you unsuspended. And you're going to keep that receipt that you pay because we're going to reimburse you up to $500 for that. So if CJ charges you $1,000, we're going to reimburse you up to $500 of it. We give them 120 hours to get your account unsuspended. If they don't get your account unsuspended within that first 120 hours, then we start paying your loss of income back to day one. So you can continue to pay your bills. So we're going to pay payroll. We're going to pay your owner's draw. You've got cell phone bills, prep fees, storage fees, internet bills, all of those things that you pay on a monthly basis that you're going to struggle to pay now that you're suspended and aren't making any money. We're going to pay those fees for you. So it's really exciting. It's the first ever, when we created this policy, I was really working on an idea from a customer. He says, the first thing I do when I wake up is I roll over and check my phone to see if I'm suspended. And I said, if you check your phone before you kiss your spouse good morning, shame on you. So I just started on the line. I've got with an amazing company, Valdico Insurance, and we brokered with Insuratech that has the relationships with Lloyd's of London. So this is a Lloyd's of London policy. So right over there with you guys in your hometown. And we're really excited. It's a fairly reasonably priced policy. And then there's different amounts you qualify for, depending on how long you've been in business. So you could qualify for $250,000, $500,000, or $1 million in policy, $1 million in coverage. And it's a 90-day aggregate. So you could be suspended a couple of times as long as you don't go over your max out-of-pocket and your max days.
Okay, so a lot to take in, but first of all, thank you from the Amazon community for dealing with something which, as you say, it is the elephant in the room that people don't talk about enough, I think, because I think they haven't talked about it because they perceived there was nothing they could do about it, and therefore they were being fatalistic as opposed to taking action on something, which is what we should do as entrepreneurs, take responsibility. And so an amazing thing to have created. So tell us a little bit more about, let me just try and clarify what it does and doesn't do. It obviously covers a lot. It's
absolutely
fantastic that you'll help people with the cost of getting reinstated as quick as possible. That's very pragmatic. And I know from speaking to CJ that he's very expert at that. I know there are various people who offer things. Some people have rather excessive claims. I think CJ is one of the more plausible people that I would certainly be turning to. But assuming that you do have to go and use the actual insurance, if I understand it, you're covering the ongoing overheads that people have, like payroll, anything else like that's not ongoing overhead. Do you cover the actual lost sales, or is that sort of too much of a thing to hope for?
not direct lost sales, but if you're taking those sales out as an owner's draw, then we will. But we have to show that there's a loss there. So as long as you can see that you're taking those funds out, then yes, we're covering.
Okay. So for example, if I had, I was doing, say, $25,000 a month, I was taking a couple of thousand out for myself, and let's say that's 25,000 revenue, let's say I did 10,000 profits, which would be pretty good going, but possible, and I took 2,000 out for myself, and I had 8,000 left that was profit that I was putting back into the business. What of that would your insurance cover, and what would it not cover?
So if you're leaving the 8,000 in the business, then we can't cover that, because you're not, it's not a loss, then you're putting it back in. But if you were to take that out, then we would cover the $8,000 plus your expenses.
Okay. And you would cover, you'd base the figures that you would pay out would be based on what, the previous 90 days, the previous year? What would that
previous
be?
Previous 12
on?
Months. So we look at a rolling 12. So we can try to calculate your nice Christmas time and then your slower springtime.
Okay. That sounds quite pragmatic. I can see how that works. Yeah. So are there any sort of terms and conditions? Because like insurance is famous.
Of course. Of course there are. So there's what we call exclusions. The biggest exclusion is going to be lying on the application is your first one. If you are not completely honest with us on the application, that's the first time, the thing that they're going to look at to deny a claim. So if you say I've never been suspended on the application, you get suspended and we go back into your Seller Central and we've seen that you've been suspended before, no coverage. So making sure that you're 100% honest on the application is first and foremost, most important. Second is violating the prohibited items list on your terms of service with Amazon. So there's a whole list out there that says, you know, what you can and can't sell. And that's not the, you know, restricted brands, but that's just the no animal parts and smoking devices, and you can't sell marijuana and stuff like that. So any of those things that you get suspended for that are on that, absolutely not covered. And then the other big one is violating intentional violation of the terms and service. So that's kind of where I get a lot of questions on, well, anybody who gets suspended is violating the terms of service, but it's not. We're looking for the intentional violations. So if you know that you need to be approved for 2 Amazon accounts and you say, you know, screw it, I'm going to put one in my wife's name and I'm going to put it under a different address and they'll never catch me, and you get caught and you get suspended, we're not going to cover it.
That seems fair enough. So far it comes down to being honest and making sure, and that is an important point you've raised, because a lot of people, I mean, I've had that with coaching clients in the past. I've said, make sure you check X, and then they just didn't look at the prohibited list of stuff. And Amazon doesn't, to be fair to the sellers, doesn't make that very clear. So it is worth digging through, and just don't assume, especially if there's something that's got anything to do with any borderline activity. Like I know that some people used to sell stuff in the States that you could smoke dope with, and it was kind of borderline gray area. That was obviously something which I have no judgment either way, but you know, if you're going to try and make money with it, you need to double check if there's any question mark.
Absolutely. Remember, this is your business. This is your baby. So if you're shut down, just think about how much money you're making on a daily basis. And if you can't do that, how are you going to pay your bills? And if you think about it and you say, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, this is a policy for you.
Great. So you've talked about 3 exclusions. So are there any other terms and conditions or exclusions that you would think are pretty important?
This policy right now is only open to US. So that is an exclusion. You have to have a US business registered address and a US mailing address. So if you have a business in Indiana and you're registered in Indiana and you have an address in Indiana, but you live in the UK, you can have the policy. But if you live in the UK and you have a UK business, you cannot have this policy. Yet. It's coming. But
I was going to say, is that coming down the line at some point?
It's coming. It's coming. We're hoping by end of Q3, first part of Q4.
Okay, so sort of September, October 2017, something. Great. Okay, so in time for Christmas, which is when the most of us make most of our money. Okay, well, that's very reassuring to hear. I mean, you know, I might even get an email sign up on the page on Amazing FBA that we're dedicating to you, amazingfba.com/Ashlyn, A-S for sugar, H-L-I-N for November. Ashlyn, as in Ashlyn Haddon, who we're talking to right now. So, because I do think that that's something that a lot of people would be very interested to hear about and will sign up straight away. That would definitely include me without a shadow of a doubt. Because I have a lot of friends who are UK-based sellers and have UK limited companies who are selling in the States. And at least three of them that I can think of who have been suspended in recent months. So it is definitely something. If you're a US-based listener, congratulations. I wouldn't even hesitate. We haven't talked figures yet, though, so I suppose we'll talk about that. Because obviously it's not a requirement of Amazon that you have this yet. Yeah. I mean, it's a requirement of Amazon that you have the product and general liability insurances. And I ought to just check with you, is that for US-based residents only, the general and product liability?
No, we can do that for UK businesses now too. Just released. So we're working on UK and US now, and we've got Canada approved too. So US, Canada, and UK, we can get insured on the product liability and general liability now.
Great. So the general liability and product liability is an Amazon requirement now for everybody, pretty much.
Yes.
And if you're UK-based, Canada-based, or US-based, we can get it. Fantastic. So tell us about, for those lucky US-based people who can get account suspension insurance, how does the financial side of things work?
Yeah. So again, minimum premium on this policy is $800. So if you're a smaller sales, it's based on sales again, you're looking at about $800, all the way up to, let's say, if you're doing $1 million in sales, you're looking at about close to $3,000 for $1 million in sales. But that's $11,111 a day in coverage. So you're tripling your money if you get suspended.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting way of looking at it, tripling your money. It's probably not an investment most of us will want to make. But to put it another way, I mean, $1 million, presumably that's per year rather than per month.
$1 million per policy year, yes.
Okay, yeah. So per year, then, if you're doing $1 million a year and you're paying $3,000 in coverage fee, that's if my maths is right, that's 0.3% of your turnover. So
correct.
It's a really pretty tiny percentage to be covered against the single biggest risk to your business. And I did ask CJ what the our tame Amazon lawyer, if you like, is. So becoming like an in-house lawyer here. I mean, I'm meeting him. He's in London, which is a fantastic thing to have. So yeah, CJ was saying, I said to him, like, what is the biggest risk to your Amazon business involving anything to do with lawyers? And he said, yeah, absolutely without question, account suspension. Yeah. So given that, I think that really, given that and the relationship between the premium and the amount that you stand to lose or to protect, to put it another way.
Absolutely.
If you are yucky people, then I think it's a no-brainer. So in that case, I think you better get yourself over to amazingfba.com/Ashlyn, A-S-H-L-I-N for November. And you can investigate everything there. We'll put in resources and information. And apart from anything, links to the show notes from this episode and the last one.
Absolutely.
So Ashlyn, are there any other things that you feel that we should know about either the account suspension insurance or the product or general liability insurance? Because obviously I can only ask the questions that I know to ask, but I have no idea about insurance really.
The other thing that I always get is people are always like, I don't think I need it. I just sell retail arbitrage and it's not my product and I don't really think that I need it. So I kind of just wanted to give a quick claim that I've gone through last year with a retail arbitrage client. To kind of show you that maybe you're not going to need $1 million for a product, but you're going to need something. So I had a client who shipped an item, fulfillment by Amazon. It was sent to their client's door. UPS put the box in front of the client's door. Client came out in the morning, tripped over the box, broke his clavicle, broke his hip, sued UPS. Sued Amazon and sued my client. Now, obviously, my client had nothing to do with it, but we still had to get an attorney, defend him, go through the proceedings. You know, 9 months later, we finally get his name dropped, but it still costs our carrier about $76,000 to do all of that. Even though he wasn't directly responsible, we still had to defend him and prove that he wasn't responsible. So even if you're not the product owner, you still can be pulled into a lawsuit. People sue for the stupidest stuff all the time. So you still need a policy, even if you're not the direct owner or manufacturer of the product.
That's a really scary story, but I think that's a very useful one to remind us that, especially in, I guess that in Britain, we have a certain view. I know some of the listeners are UK based, some are about half and half UK based and US, and there's quite a few in Canada and Australia and India and Germany and whatever. But I guess we have the idea in Britain anyway that the Americans like to sue for just about everything, but I think it's starting to be true in the UK as well. So if you are selling in the US and you don't have some form of protection against lawsuits, I mean, I think that story frightens me, but it makes the point very elegantly that common sense would tell me not to go anywhere near anybody except UPS, because UPS are the guys who left it outside the door. But I mean, it's somehow common sense and law don't seem to have much to do with each other in the States sometimes. And no disrespect
to me would open your eyes and look for a box.
Hello. I guess that's like the mentality. Yeah. Yeah, right. So I guess the mentality
take
that I would have.
Responsibility for yourself.
Yeah, quite. Exactly. It's funny to hear it as you were saying that, but yeah. I couldn't agree more, but I think that we've got to take responsibility for ourselves in a world where other people don't take responsibility and try and shove responsibility onto us as business owners, that although we have a great responsibility to produce good quality products and let alone not hurt anyone, equally, when it comes to a world in which I can be sued for selling somebody my lovely little plastic hairbrush because UPS was stupid enough to leave it in front of his door and he doesn't look when he opens the door. I think that's a beautifully illustration of the fact that everybody's got to have insurance and that's got to be dealt with pretty much now. If you haven't got it, folks, then don't mess about. Even if for some reason you find somebody else who will insure you that isn't via Ashley, and just get it done, guys, because it's not worth it.
Absolutely not worth it.
Any other thoughts? That was a great little story.
Yeah, no.
I say great, but scary. But any other thoughts of things that we really should know about regarding insurance as Amazon sellers?
I think we got it. Anybody has questions, again, the email address that I gave out earlier, please feel free to email me. Or if you have a policy that you don't know if it's covered correctly or if it's not meeting Amazon standards, please send it over to me. I don't mind taking a look and at least giving you some advice saying, hey, maybe go back to your carrier and look at this. I'm not a hard sales. You could tell I'm a very down-to-earth person, and I'm here to make sure you guys are protected. And if it's not protected with me, make sure you're protected with somebody else.
Great advice. Ashley, many, many thanks for guiding us through a scary technical area in a very straightforward way. Much relieved. Great. And so it's good to see what we're dealing with. I'm still slightly scared about the guys with the UPS carriers now, but I guess I have to live with that. Just remains for me to say many, many thanks. And
absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.